This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2013 in Las Vegas. We're with Bill Sneed, and he is the head of AOPA's newly revamped insurance organization. And there have been some major changes, and there are some new initiatives coming. Bill, why don't you explain what you explained to the folks here today, and let AvWeb listeners in on what AOPA is up to in the insurance field.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to visit with you. First of all, I've been with the AOPA Insurance Agency for about 3 months now. AOPA Agency has been in place for many, many years. And in fact, the agency there in Wichita, the headquarters of the agency, is now celebrating its 20th year of operations. The more recent changes, we've brought on additional staff, we've been enhancing our capability, we now are enhancing some of our computer technology as well. There are very positive changes taking place at the agency, and of course our goal here, as has always been the case with AOPA, is to support the aviation community, and we'll do that by providing the very best aviation insurance at the best rates and the best service.
Insurance is a challenge for many sectors of the aviation community, especially flying clubs. And there's a new push by AOPA to make sure that flying clubs are looked after.
Absolutely, and you're going to find we're pushing just as hard. We are tremendous advocates of the flying club community. I think it offers an opportunity for individuals who might heretofore have found it too expensive or uncomfortable to be involved in aviation. It offers them a wonderful opportunity, a chance to actually own an aircraft, to be a part of a community that loves aviation, and we really want to foster and support that. We are actually in a very unique position to do that with the AOPA. We have contacts with pilots throughout the country, and in addition, we have the products available now from the insurance markets. We have had excellent discussions with them to provide insurance products that haven't traditionally been available. There are about a dozen markets out there today, and a good half a dozen of those are actively engaged in the club business. So we expect it to be a very, very big part of what we do going forward.
How big is the pool of underwriters that you're dealing with, and have you added some new underwriters to expand the products available?
There hasn't been a whole lot of change in the last year, but up to that point, there was quite a bit of growth. The most recent addition is a company called QBE. The more likely club markets are going to be Phoenix and AIG and those types of firms that we're more familiar with. The definition of a flying club covers such a wide range of aviation that it could include anything from maybe three individuals who co-own a Cessna 172 to 15 people who own the same airplane. Sometimes they're equal owners. Sometimes there are family members who are co-owners. Occasionally you'll have a club which allows one or two renter pilots on their policy. So each individual club represents almost a unique opportunity for us to take a look and try to get a policy together that does what they need. Now, that creates some real challenges for the insurance industry because traditionally they like to see things in very straight lines. So what we have been able to do, and this is something that's occurred recently, is to work with our underwriters to create products that address, if not all, almost all of these issues. And if you happen to have a club that doesn't fit inside those boundaries, we're going to find a way to make it happen. Our goal is to support the industry, to make sure that you can belong to a club, and to help that club get started and to be very successful.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.